yellow shirt. In the beginning, I would like to greet you all. I would like to spend this time with you and tell you what is the most important to which Our Lady is calling us through these years, through her messages. In 1981, where we are standing now, the first question that we asked Our Lady was, who are you? What is your name? And she said these words. I am the Queen of Peace. I come, my dear children, because my son is sending me to help you. Dear children, only peace. Peace must be. Peace must reign in the world. Dear children, peace has to begin to reign between man and God. And dear children, this world and the mankind is in a great danger. The danger of self-destruction. And this was one of the first messages which Our Lady gave through us to the world. And out of these words we can understand which is the greatest desire of Our Lady. Peace of our heart. Peace in our families. But most of all, Our Lady wants that the peace reigns in our hearts. Because it is from the peaceful heart that the peaceful family is born. And from the peaceful family, the peaceful society is born. And Our Lady says, dear children, if there is no peace in man's heart, if a man doesn't have peace within himself, if there is no peace in the family, there can't be peace in the world. And because of that, I'm inviting you, open your hearts, pray for the gift of peace. Mother is coming to us. Throughout all these years, she's calling us to the school of prayer. She wants to teach us. She wants to raise us. She wants to lead us. She wants to lead us to her son. And he is the King of Peace. He is our only peace. And in him we will find everything. The joy. Our Lady says, and she is inviting us, dear children, bring back the family prayer. Put the God in your families in the first place. May every family become a chapel in which you pray. Dear children, There is no living church without a living family. And today's families are wounded families. Today's families are bleeding. And today's families are full of wounds, and mother is coming to us. She wants to dress our wounds with so much motherly love and tenderness and motherly warmth. She wants to encourage us and console us. Today's families more than ever need to be spiritually healed, because families today are spiritually ill. So it is we need the healing of the families in the world. And Our Lady is calling us so many times for the renewal of the family prayer. She says, "Dear children, the greatest crisis is the crisis of the faith in God. You distance yourselves from prayer. And dear children, a man wants to go to the future without God, because of that it is necessary to bring back the family prayer. I didn't hear. Because of that, the family need to have more time for each other, parents for their children, children for their parents. We need to find more time for each other, mother for a father, father for a mother. Mother is calling us. Our Lady did not come here to bring us fear. She did not come here to talk to us about the end of the world or the second coming of Jesus. She comes to us as the mother of hope. She wants to bring hope to this tired world, to tired families. In a special way, Our Lady is inviting us for the Holy Mass. And she says, "Dear children, the Holy Mass has to become center of your lives." I can't hear. In one apparition, Our Lady said, "It doesn't matter." She says, "If you have to decide whether to come to me or go to the Holy Mass, always go to the Holy Mass. The Mass is more important. The Holy Mass has to be the center of our lives." Father, I can't hear from you. And Our Lady is inviting us for the monthly confession. I can't hear from you. To pray the rosary in our families. read the Holy Scripture. And in one message Our Lady says, dear children, the Holy Bible needs to be an invisible place in your families. So that through the reading of the Holy Scripture, Jesus is reborn in our families. Forgive dear children. In a special way, through these years, Our Lady has been inviting us to forgiveness. You need to forgive yourselves. In that way, you will open the path, the way to the Holy Spirit, to your hearts. Because without forgiveness, we can't be healed, nor spiritually, nor physically, nor emotionally. Our Lady is inviting us to the prayer of the heart, and with the prayer of the heart, our forgiveness will be complete. How many times she said, pray, my dear children, pray. Be persevering in prayer. Don't pray mechanically. Do not pray and then look at a watch. When will you finish the prayer? To pray with a heart, it means to pray with love and out of love. To pray with all of your being. So that our prayer becomes encounter with Jesus. Our Lady says, dear children, may the prayer become joy to you. A joyful encounter with Jesus. The one who prays should not be in fear of anything. Our Lady is inviting us to the school of prayer. Dear children, you have to know that in the school of prayer there are no weekends and no holidays. Every day you need to go to the school of prayer. And Our Lady says, dear children, if you want to pray better, then you have to pray more. To pray more is a personal decision, but to pray better is a grace given to those who pray more. Very often we say that we don't have time for the prayer. We say we are working, that we are busy, that we can't gather together. Every time we need to pray, we always say that the time is the problem. And Our Lady is saying in a very simple way, don't say that you don't have time. The time is not a problem. The problem is love. Because dear children, if a man loves something, he finds a way, he finds time. If a person doesn't like or love something, he will never find time. And because of that, Our Lady is inviting us so much to love. And I hope that all of us will answer to her call and accept her message for the beginning of the one big better world. And I hope that your coming here to your mother is the beginning of your personal spiritual renewal. That you will become Our Lady's apostles in this world. And only the one who lives the messages can become an apostle to bring messages to the other people. So let us, all of us, become a sign today. Don't look for exterior signs. We should become signs. Don't wait for the sign and then say, okay, now I believe. Our Lady is asking from us that we are a living sign, a sign of faith. May it be so. I thank you all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Give us, our Father who art in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.